The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The thing now is to try to vilify Christians. Just simply think, look, we want to just live our faith in the public square. You know, we want to exercise the free exercise guaranteed by the First Amendment. And critics act like, well, you want to force everybody to be Christians. Like, we're running around thinking, no, we want to forcibly baptize people. I mean, I've never met anyone that wants to do that.
Jay Richards joins James and Betty to encourage us all to unite with other truth seekers to fight the good fight. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty Robinson, my husband James, and we got a special guest with us today, Jay Richards. He's been a friend of ours for a long time. He and James wrote a book many years ago called Indivisible,
yep.
And now they've come back with the revision of it, and it's even better, I guarantee you. I've started into it. You won't want to put it down, except maybe to pause a second on each chapter and let God speak to you through it, because you want to get it deep down in your heart. Real truth. So welcome, James and Jay Richards.
Yeah, and Jay, we both point out it's not really a revision because mm-hmm. we kind of started out to make it where we wanted to step it down for a higher academic level. It was hard for some people
because it was
written by very, very, very highly educated people who I had to work with and encourage, you know, but I needed their brilliance to get what we had to do. But everybody began to say, this is too important. Everybody's got to get it. So we got to put it down at a level. You start about junior high school and everybody all the way through their PhDs gets this, and they are. And yesterday, Jay, and by the way, you are, to me, you're a mountain mover. And you and I, would you agree we've been a good team?
Oh, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing and improbable from the very beginning, you know. But it's been amazing. I think it's 13 or 14 years, it seems hard to believe. But
yeah, it really does.
We were so young, though, when we met.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We were just children. Yeah. But here's the thing. You had such a strong academic background, and then you had strong Catholic background, mm-hmm. and you were going to even go work for the Catholic University, and mm-hmm. you were very conservative. Did you know me to be conservative when you met me?
Oh, absolutely.
And did you respect me as a Baptist? I think you all had sent us money.
Absolutely. In fact, we supported the ministry.
Why in the world would you Catholics support this Baptist evangelist ministry?
We like the water wells. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Well, okay, we met. And Jay, the people that gathered around us... Mm-hmm. We couldn't believe the people that sat in the room together and were still talking to each other when they were taught to never get in the room together.
That's right. And that was one of the main themes of the book, is that it's the fractures in the body of Christ that have led to all the cultural things that Christians sit around and we complain about. We don't think, actually, you know, body of Christ, we're not really doing what Jesus said in John 17. So let's try to model that. We're not going to just pretend that there are no differences. We're not going to sort of drop everything to the lowest common denominator, but we're going to work seriously together. We've done that at the Stream, and we did that in the book, and I think it's one of the most important things, honestly, of this many years together, is to bring Catholics and evangelicals together. And now, as we talk about in this book, there are a lot of people that aren't even believers that are in our country.
And they love what we've written.
Yeah. And what's happened in these intervening years since we wrote Indivisible is that the culture has just gotten completely insane. So that lots of people that might have been fine with abortion, fine with same-sex marriage, they're not fine with gender surgery and men competing in women's sports and going into women's bathrooms, for instance. And that wakes people up. Back in 2011, 2012, we were worried that social conservatives, people that defended the family and life, were going to get kicked out, right? The country club Republicans were going to kick us out. So that's what we were worried about then. I'm not worried about that now. I'm worried about a lot more than that. But, I mean, the good news is that it wakes a lot of people up. The forces of darkness are usually most powerful when they're working behind the scenes. But when, you know, the abyss, the darkness itself is right there in front of you, that can have a different effect. In fact, it can backfire.
Jay and I wrote this book, Fight the Good Fight, to show you how to fight the good fight and win it. And it is not that tough. It's not tough for sanity to prevail if you hear it. And most of the media, I'm going to say 70 to 80% of them, will never tell you the truth. But if you hear the truth and you look in on the truth And when you read this, you're going to read the truth. You're going to find it hard to find a way to even argue with a chapter and think you're going to win the jury or even going to keep listeners. I'm begging you, get this in the hands of every single American, every single person that cares one thing about freedom, one thing about security, one thing about peace, one thing about safety, one thing about law, one thing about family, one thing about marriage, one thing about a stable, safe, secure future. Get them to read it. I read the chapter titles yesterday, and you said you wanted me to maybe repeat the titles of several of them. You want to comment on them.
Where absolutely. So it's the family chapters, because the middle of this book is the family.
All right, listen to the chapter titles. Man shall cling to his wife, chapter 7. Male and female, he created them. Chapter 9, multiply and fill the earth. Mm. Chapter 10, train up a child. Okay, comment.
We need to think of the family as the cell of civilization. You can't have a functioning country, you can't have a functioning society if you don't have functioning families. The social scientists know this. We know this from reason. We don't need special revelation to tell us this. We know this from the sociological data. At the same time, we can turn to the first page of the book of the Bible in Genesis, and what happens? God creates us. He creates us man and male and female. He creates us and then commands and blesses us, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. That's a demand, a sort of divine command and blessing all rolled into one.
And multiply, by the way, didn't just mean raise crops.
That's right.
But it didn't mean not raise
crops. That's right.
It's being fruitful
and multiply. And multiply. Yeah, that's exactly
right. But it also meant having children.
That's exactly
right. And two women and two men don't have children.
No, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, and that's the kind of fundamental realities that I think a lot of people didn't see in the debate about same-sex marriage that sort of effectively ended, at least for a while, with a Supreme Court decision in 2015. But the forces that are attacking the family have continued. And as soon as we, at least legally at the federal level, said, well, the complementary nature of male and female, those don't matter for marriage. The next step, there is no complementary male and female. In fact, that's all just sex assigned at birth. It's just a social construct that people have imposed on us. That's how crazy we are in our culture now. That something that was known to every person at every time and place in history is now up for grabs. You know, if you get poll questions that ask people what they think about this, between 75 and 90% of the public actually agrees with us. They think, okay, this stuff is crazy.
He just told you. 90% of the public are going to agree with this, but you're going to have something rock solid. Mm. You could put on the wall, you could put on the screen, a good communicator could stand up and defend it, and he would not lose one juror in a trial. Not one. I'm telling you. By the way, I know these principles. Jay knows how to show us to them more clearly historically. He knows how to show it through reason that has been so confirmed in the highest level debates and discussions where they're reasonable, honest discussions. You're going to have an airtight case against deception and destruction and division and the loss of freedom. Okay, can we go on with some of the other chapters?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, of course, the family's in the middle. Yep. The kind of foundational issues are at the beginning, God and country, reason and revelation. And then we move into the economic questions, and we don't shy away from those, including international trade and things like that. And frankly, on trade, I think the situation's changed. I mean, maybe even 10 years ago, I think we thought, well, trading with China will hopefully help make the Chinese middle class richer. They'll rise up and then sort of make these reforms permanent. Unfortunately, the hardliners in China won out over the moderates. Yes. And I mean, the reality is that we are intimately connected economically with China. And so this is never going to be the same situation as we had in the Soviet Union, where we just had an embargo, right? We weren't trading with the Soviet Union. It's much more complicated now, but the reality is we need to face the fact that China is our primary adversary on this planet. And that's just the kind of brutal reality that I think changes the situation in 2024.
You know what Betty said to me, because she keeps up with the news, this girl is the most active. She's the greatest political activist I know. I mean, we don't miss anything. I mean, we vote for everything. We vote for people I didn't even know were running for office. I didn't even know I had an office. And she won't miss it because she cares. I mean, we're going to have 30 grandchildren probably by the end of the year. Do you understand? We've got a big family. We have 60 in our immediate family. A kid that didn't have a father. That's what can happen when a child of rape is allowed to be born. Amazing things can happen All life is precious. All life has great. The only way you're going to stop abortion is to show the potential and the preciousness of every life. Every life, no matter how young or how old, the potential is there. Well, this girl sees it. And so I don't remember what I was fixing to say. She makes sure that we're going to vote, that we're going to be active. She is the greatest activist I know. Okay, Jay, let's talk about these things right now. Betty keeps up with the economics.
Yep.
And we were talking about China being such a danger. Yeah. And she said, and they're buying up all our land, mm-hmm. and they're buying our land close to many of our greatest military bases.
Yeah.
And how do we know who they're going to put on that land, who they're going to arm or fund or enable? We are building and digging our own grave.
It's completely insane. I mean, because we talked yesterday about the sex trafficking and the drugs that are going across the border. But look, if you're Iran or you're Hezbollah, right, you hate the great Satan, the United States, people are saying, do you think maybe they're sending some terrorists across the border? Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not stupid. Of course they are.
We've
opened the doors.
Of course they are.
Yeah, of course they are. And who knows where they are? I mean, that's the kind of dark thing that everyone in security and intelligence, they recognize, they might not say publicly, but they realize, okay, we could be in a completely different situation. We used to talk about, well, fighting the war over there so that you don't have it here. We're opening the door. War to come home, unfortunately, with
this. We brought the enemy right here.
Yeah.
Lawlessness has become the popular thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's no law anymore, no truth. They've turned truth into lies, trying to make you believe that. Well, they say, let everybody think the way they want to think, mm-hmm. except if you disagree with the way they think.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah.
And then you're the bad person.
Yes, absolutely.
And they think that way about Christians.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this is the sort of the thing now is to try to vilify Christians. Just to simply think, look, we want to just live our faith in the public square. You know, we want to exercise the free exercise guaranteed by the First Amendment. And critics act like, well, you want to force everybody to be Christians. Like, we're running around thinking, no, we want to forcibly baptize people. I mean, I've never met anyone that wants to do
nobody.
That. Yeah, it's completely crazy.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yeah.
Our whole viewing audience loves to take care of their brother, but not because somebody made them or took it and gave it where they thought it ought to go. We see a need and we meet it with love. It's called unconditional redemptive love. That's what our audience does. You've seen them.
Yes, absolutely.
Before you met me, you were sending money to
absolutely.
Help us love people.
That's right. And that's doing it the right way. Because
that's doing it the
charity
right way.
That's voluntary, right? That could be an exercise of virtue. But if the government's forcing you to do it, it turns it into something completely different.
I say that any kind of charity without a compassion connection will likely be wasting somebody's money.
Yeah.
You've got to have the compassion connection. A place to call our own. That sounds like property.
It is, exactly. I mean, the reality is economists overwhelmingly agree that the key ingredient that can make an entire country prosperous, lift everybody out of absolute poverty or not, is if you have titling and property laws. We just take this stuff for granted. Every square inch in the United States is owned by someone. There's a record of it. The police will enforce the borders. Well, that's not true in a lot of the world. Certainly in the global South America, for instance, countries like Haiti, the vast majority of land that people live on is not owned by them, and that prevents them from being able to create stable wealth.
Same way in Cuba. It's just awful. We have global trade and globalism, a threat of the communist China. Tell me about that chapter and its importance.
Yeah, okay. So we got to distinguish a couple of things here, because a lot of people say, well, look what's happened to China. And so they think, okay, let's not trade with anyone. That's the wrong lesson. I mean, the reality is that we know if the more countries and individuals that are able to trade with each other and focus on their specialties, on their comparative advantage, and then trade for the other things, right? It makes sense that the Norwegians don't grow their own bananas. They get them from Central America. They could, but it doesn't make sense to do that. That economic value of trading, as long as it's a fair partner and a fair trade, is undeniable. And so what we don't want to do is to say, okay, suddenly we go with China from global trading partner to global adversary. All of a sudden, we treat everybody outside of our borders as adversaries. That's as dumb as if, you know, Oklahoma and Texas and Louisiana decided to treat each other as adversaries and not trade with each other. That doesn't make any good economic sense.
No. Okay, the last three chapters. Be fruitful, mm-hmm. have dominion, till it and keep it.
All of this has to do with that be fruitful and multiply, because it's, as you said, that has to do with reproduction, having more after our kind. It also has to do with the creation of new wealth. What is the ultimate resource that God creates? We tend to think of gold and land and oil and things as if those are resources, but you know, those things aren't, those only become resources because we transform them into things. To make oil a resource, we have to know how to refine it and then build machines that can actually use that energy. And so the ultimate resource is the human mind and human imagination that can create wealth that was not there before. That continues to be true even post-fall, because we are still made in the image of the creative God. And that's one of the most important theological truths. It's probably the most important economic truth.
When we create something, we have to oversee it. We have to manage it. We have to develop it, improve it, expand it, whatever. And I just think that it's just the most amazing thing God's given us, to be an overseer of His creation. And He gives us all of this because He loves us. He wants to bless us. He gives us beauty to appreciate and admire, maybe even purchase some of it, but not be possessed by it. He doesn't want any of the beautiful things that He's giving you to enjoy to become an idol, and you begin to covet or desire or worship them and be distracted from everything that gives meaning to life. And that's what this book is about. Everything that gives meaning to life that we can oversee and protect, we can till it and grow it and be blessed by it and bless others by it. And there's no greater blessing than blessing others. You know what thought just flashed in my mind? Maybe one, blessing Him.
Absolutely.
Because when we bless others, we bless Him.
That's right.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it is joy to the Lord to watch us love others the way He wants to love through us. Father, give us that love in Jesus' name. Would you please, right now, get this book? We're asking you to make any gift to help us set sexually trafficked people, girls and boys, mainly girls, free from sexual trafficking and give them a life. It's an average of $128. A group of our friends have given a matching gift that you give $128, you'll set two free. I've asked all our friends for years, because there's 10 million easy to spot in sexual trafficking. Would you set 10 free with a gift of $1,280? $1,280 will set 10 free. That's what it costs. It'll be double. You will set 20 free. Whatever you can do, do it. Watch this, but then realize what you see is in place because of God's love flowing through someone like you. Get this book. Give love. Call every friend. Tell them not to miss these shows. Go online and find them. They come on later in the day in many of your places. Tell them to go online and get this book. Fight the good fight. There's every reason to fight it. Every reason to win it. We can win it. It's not that tough. You'll see it. It's very simple. And it is very important. The future of freedom depends on it. Get the book. Get everybody you know to get it. Get in it and do it.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and it's broken up into two categories. One, labor trafficking, forced labor, and the other is sex trafficking. Best estimates are that there are 50 million people trapped in human trafficking, and 5 million of those are in sex trafficking. It's a $150 billion industry. I would not be in this work if I wasn't seeing lives transformed. That causes us to keep pressing forward. We have this built-in hope and redemption that we're seeing as we meet new girls that have been rescued, and God is still a rescuing, redeeming God, and we continue to move forward trusting that He will restore lives. Our team is great at building the case that will allow us to get warrants to shut down brothels and to rescue girls. That this is a thinking person's game. How do we outsmart someone who is operating in the dark corners of the world? How do we find out who is doing what, when, where, and how? And we are seeing success that we couldn't ask or imagine. So much success that the second thing we do, we provide restoration care. Our restoration home is overflowing. This is a problem, and guess what? It is a great problem to have. This is something where God is answering our prayers to rescue victims of trafficking. And the third thing we do is that we go upstream to the communities, source communities of trafficking, where these girls are coming from. And we work in schools and churches and outreach programs to at-risk male youth, believing that heart transformation is really the only long-term solution. We're really fighting a true evil. And we're seeing in the midst of that, God transforming lives. And all this is only possible because of partners like Life Outreach International. And with your help, we're going to keep going on this good fight.
Do you realize that they are fighting for the freedom? Not for them to have freedom like what we're calling freedom, you know, just to go out and do things like we want to do. They're living like in a cage. They're living in a trap. They're slaves, but they're sex slaves, and they're taken captive. Now, many of them we find already captured, but we're also, because of you, sending people out to find them where the sex traffickers are going to buy them. They'll buy them for a radio or a television or a little bit of money and tell them they're going to take the family, they'll tell them, and we're going to give them an education and give them a job. Yeah, they're going to give them an education, all right? They're going to likely hook them on drugs, and they're going to get them to be sex addict traffic people for the rest of their life. They're going to be used like a slave. Betty, you've seen it. It's the most awful thing. It's like animals in a cage being used for sex, for somebody's pleasure. And then we find them before they get them. We get them out after they get them. And then we get them, and you'll even see how we begin the restoration process, which that is like an education. It's like a school. And all of that takes love. Only love, Betty, can provide that. The love of our viewers make those miracles happen.
It really does. And, you know, this has always been a tough appeal for me because as a mother, I can't even imagine my child being captured, taken away from those that she cares about and those that love her, and being taken away, maybe possibly never to be seen again, and to be used and beaten and controlled like this, and their bodies to be just destroyed because of the evilness of this world. I hope you see that in your heart. You look around at your little ones, and you think, God, I'm so grateful. Let's rescue these precious children. They never asked to be where they are. And we used to think this is mostly in other countries. No, it's right here, too. It's in our
big
state.
Time.
In our communities, our towns. It's not far away. So let's do what we can to now reach out and get these kids out of the entrapment that they're in.
And yes, it works. Love never fails. And this is one of the greatest expressions of it I've ever seen. Would you right now go get your checkbook or your bank card? Would you make a gift of $128 to set one free, only this time it's two, because we've got a matching gift of $320,000? I ask our friends who are capable, and we have friends who are capable to give enough money to drill a well, $4,800. And I always ask people, could you give $1,280 and rescue 10 girls? Could you rescue 10 from trafficking? Well, now then, it'll be 20. You'll rescue 20 with a $1,280 gift. Would you just take your bank card and use it like a check or write a check and make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it? We need to know. What we're talking about doing for these girls is to give them a future, a life. And together, we can extend freedom all over the world. Yes, we can. We do not have to give the future to the deceiver and the destroyer. We don't have to. This is God's earth, and God's will can be done through His family on His earth. And that's what we're going to work together to see. Please, right now, go online, dial that number, or go make a check, but call us and tell us what you're sending. Thank you so much. We'll send gifts to you that we've shared with you, including a Bible that will be a great blessing to you. I promise.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift,
Now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be double to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I never will forget when one of the women of faith said I had to buy a whole bookshelf for all the bronzes I got from life. Because I just love what life does and I get the bronzes. I hope you get this beautiful Holy Bible. This is special. And I'm asking everybody, God, I pray everybody in America that loves freedom will read this book. Not because I'm trying to sell a book, period. But because I want people to see the truth that'll set us free. And it's really simple here for application in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for watching. Jay, thank you for walking alongside of me for over 14 years. And we've been really unshakable. And we've had every kind of force that could come against us.
Absolutely.
And we don't blink.
No, absolutely.
Because we know the truth that sets us free.
Yeah, so good to be here.
Sets everybody free.
Thank
and it's sure not us.
No.
We know who it is.
Amen.
Betty, I love you.
Amen.
65 years we've been in love. And we'll soon be married 61 years, just a couple of weeks. Okay, get the book. Thank all of you for watching. Tell all your friends to go online and get the book. And do it. God bless you and thank you.
Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father. Help you see, won't leave you recklessly. Come to me, I'll be your refuge, hide under my wing.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Call now or go online to become a friend for life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.